Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Bulb. Bulb. All right, there's a big movie out there right now. We have to talk about it because everybody's talking about the Scavengers, Age of Neutron.
Scavengers?
Yeah, the Age of Neutron.
Jimmy Neutron?
Mike, they're just burning.
Jimmy Neutron.
Doing the Neutron dance.
Oh, do you have that?
Neutron dance?
Do you
dance?
Have that?
Of course.
Can you find that right now?
I hate that song.
Oh, come on. I want to talk it up. Find that right before we talk about it.
Come on. The Neutron dance.
For what it's worth, Mike, if I was burning, I would not be doing a Neutron dance. I'd be finding a fire extinguisher.
Oh, Neutron dance was the Pointer Sisters.
Yeah,
I like that song.
Not a fan.
Not as good as the Electron.
All right, hold on.
So the movie is Spider-Man 4, right? Is
that 5. Is? 5, I think.
The Transformers.
Age whatever. Of Ultron, Mike.
Even more Avengery.
Of Ultron.
Avengers.
It's got that fat girl in it, right?
Fat girl?
What?
Doesn't it?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
I have no idea.
She was pregnant.
Oh, that's right.
No, I'm talking about the blonde. Isn't the blonde Rebel, the blonde fat girl?
No. She's in the singing movie. That's the singing movie.
Yeah, whatever.
Wait, okay. Fat girl.
I'm not paying attention.
Yeah, Rebel
to
Wilson.
Perfect Pitch 2.
Perfect Pitch 2, is that what she's
Yes,
in?
Yeah, but I wouldn't call her fat. You know, I don't know if that's the fat shaming
hey, Mike,
is something we definitely
can you be
get
a little
into.
More out of touch, Mike? Can you be a little more out of touch with the world?
It's okay, Mike.
Do you want to talk up this Neutron Dance record so we can be done with it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, hell, okay. That's not the right record. Damn it.
Come on, you got
the
Rob. Electron.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Can we get Rob a bigger screen so his fingers can be more fleet?
No,
I feel like if we get you a bigger screen, your fingers will move quicker.
Yeah, you can
is
get
that
a big screen. No, it's fine. But the problem is, it's not the screen. It's the software. It's the hardware.
No, what it probably is the way you have it organized because you're having
how
trouble
would you,
finding
how
it
would you
with your
suggest?
Own system. Well, I mean, you would go to Pointer Sisters. And then their hits, and they've got, what, 4 of them, right?
Yeah.
4 or 5
no,
hits?
It's 4 solid hits.
For this, it's best to search it by title. I promise you. God.
So you that's go through all the geez. End songs.
Yeah, wouldn't Pointer Sisters be easier?
No, because then you have to go into Pointer to the album to the song.
Ah.
This is actually just finding it by one. And you can go by grid and go, like, by letter.
Yeah, I would say that's not as efficient as going by
going
actual
like
artist.
10 million songs.
Yeah, because right, you got to see it.
Mike, the next time you need a Pointer Sisters song, go to Oscar. Okay, are you ready?
I think what I'll do, I think what I'll actually do is because I just started talking right there, I think I'll talk about, doing it with me, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah, but you won't have a jingle, though.
Oh, no, I don't have it.
Yeah, and YouTube will burn
YouTube
you.
YouTube sucks
It'll burn
ass.
You.
All right.
Yeah, YouTube right. burns it because they see Neutron Dance to get people to go there, and then it's like a clip from a movie.
Back to Rob.
Are you ready?
All right, very good.
Here we go.
Non-stop music.
All right, you got to start it again. Bad board work there. Too much jingle and not enough record that starts out. You see, he hates the record, so he wanted to jingle over it.
Too much jingle,
and the
jingle.
Jingle completely took out. That's got a really good punchy start to the song.
Music
so
is the star,
that.
Rob.
I would do a stinger.
I disagree. I think the personality is the star.
I think you would not do a stinger. I wouldn't do a stinger. I mean, I would do a stinger. Or a stager, as opposed to a jingle.
Okay.
It goes, and what was that jingle? That horrible jingle. Yeah.
Nonstop music.
That?
I don't know where I have it. I have several jingles.
It was overmodulated. It was horrible.
All right. I tell you what. If we need, then we need someone to be Booth, and I recommend that it's Oscar reading
yes.
a liner.
All right.
All right. Very good.
Take 2, Pointer Sisters, Neutron, Mike O'Mara, go.
That's not a liner.
Oh. I was directing.
How about this? Fun all morning, music all day, music power 105, WAVA.
How about I do this? How about I do a jingle and I sing it?
Oh, all perfect. Right. Perfect. What's the out cue?
Here we go.
All right.
Where your friends are. WDRC, where your friends are. WDRC. Hi, everybody. It's the Dick McDonough Show for a Friday afternoon. Hope you're having a good time. 4:33 in the city of Hartford. Want to remind everybody we'll be down in the Connecticut River with the fabulous East Hartford JC's Chili Cook-Off. Should be a fantastic time, everybody.
I don't want to take it in.
Nice!
Even when you nail
wow.
it.
Wow.
I still hate the song. You know what else
I
hate?
It does suck.
I hate I'm So Excited, too.
Oh, I love that song.
Oh, play that one, please. Yeah. That's God. A great... You
Made
don't like the Pointer Sisters,
Saved
though.
By the Bell.
Well, you know what?
You don't like the Pointer Sisters.
Jesse Spano.
I like a certain thing. They did a song called...
Caffeine.
What was
addiction.
It called? Fairy Tale that I like very much. But
oh,
it's old.
God. Fairy Tale. Oh, my. What is wrong with your brain?
Oh, it's screwed up, Mike.
Here's a drug use. I'm So Excited was like, you have to understand, when you're playing as many records as I used to have to play, you get a song like I'm So Excited, and it was just like fun.
A monster.
It brought energy to the show and everything.
You'd put the record on, and then you take out your blow and do a line, and you're ready for the next hour.
I bet that's how it worked. I bet
the blow was in the record jacket.
I bet, Rob, I bet you liked Spandau Ballet, didn't you?
I mean, they had. I would take them
True.
Over. I like them better than the Pointer Sisters.
Oh, you bastard!
Sacrilege!
How can you start a Tuesday show like
What's
this?
Sandow
I swear
Ballet?
To God, I am embarrassed to be called your friend.
And let me do the liner, and I'll play. I'm So Excited. Okay.
All right. Here we go.
From the Apple Capital to the nation's capital, 92.5 Wink FM.
Ah, with Jester's finest.
Wake FM. Hi, how are you? I'm that morning guy. I've been on this radio station. You might meet some of me all around the country, ladies and gentlemen. I'm at every radio station, every small to mid-market in America, and I've been there for 72 years. That's why. Why? Well, because I like to control everything, and I really don't have any upward mobility whatsoever, so I'm going to stifle all the young talent that could come through the pipeline by keeping my job as a crappy disc jockey for 75
Nice.
Mike, you have to
Is that
admit,
the guy I'm talking about right
Yes,
the morning
you're the
guy
right
out
guy.
There.
You're the right guy. And
whatever
then,
his name is. Horrible. Great little radio station. Great little radio. You know what? And you want to hear the bitterness of my voice?
Sure.
Great little radio station where an old fading disc jockey would have gone to die.
Yep.
Where I would have eased into moved my family out to Winchester, the country of Winchester, and the country of Winchester, the countryside around Winchester, and then just relaxed at that little station. But no, this guy down here, we have two guys that have been here for 750 years. You know, that would have been a logical landing place to move down here.
Amazing. You know what? Great stick. And great in community involvement. And what do you get? You get board op center. Hey. Yeah.
Do you ever dream of owning your own station and doing what Steve Bridges does?
I would never, ever want to own a radio station because it's you've got the different layers of management, and I consider that to be the ultimate. You've got program director, which I was.
Oh, this is the jam.
Mike, this is so much better than the Pointer Sisters.
Please.
Are we talking about? Hold on 1 second. Hold on. Okay.
Oh, man.
We'll do this coming out of news, okay?
So you both love this.
Panty dropper.
Oscar Send is starting to break up in my headphones a little bit, so, I mean, I don't know what's happening.
He just wants to stop listening to me.
No, I'll
like to hear that. All right, I'll talk up Spanish.
All right, and we'll come out of news for this one, okay?
All right, very good. All right.
WMAL AM 630 News, I'm Bud Steele.
WMAL. Good afternoon. I'm Bob White. That's right, Bob White. Bob White having a fabulous afternoon with you. And now, here's Spandau Ballet to sing for you. Now, you can talk up
you got
that
the,
up
you
to
hit
the first.
You hit the music.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you hit
That's
it, though.
The second post, but
you hit
can
it.
Hit the nah. And then here's the real song starting right now. I'll do it twice. This is True by Spandau Ballet, my least favorite song in the wide world. I sure hope you enjoy it, everybody.
So true.
Wow! Funny how it seems.
Oh, no, please don't do that.
It's the worst.
Oh, God, it's not
the worst. My worst nightmare just happened.
The definition of the 80s. You had Spandau Ballet
this is the 80s.
Taylor Dane.
No, this is it. Hey, it's time to subscribe to Showtime.
Hey, everybody. It's the station everybody can agree on, even the boss. Hi, everybody. I'm Lou Katz. Say hello to my friends. Hope everybody's doing fantastic. What a great day it's been. Sorry for all you American Idol fans out there. I know you might be crying in your
beer today. And hey, if you are an American Idol fan, it probably makes a hell of a lot of sense, because you're probably drinking beer at 6:45 in the morning because you've got such a pathetic life that you're still watching American Idol.
Tonight we're gonna make it happen.
Now, who was your favorite pointer?
Bonnie.
I like Ruth.
Of course you liked Ruth.
I don't know.
How could you like anybody but Ruth?
I don't
Ruth?
Know any of them.
You don't like June?
June? No. Or it did, and there was one that went out on her own, wasn't there? Wasn't there a
yes,
solo pointer?
Yeah. Roseanne.
Roseanne Pointer. Country singer, right?
Can we start the dance?
Yeah, we can. Absolutely.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I know you're mad, but can we just talk about this reasonably?
Honey Bonnie, there you are. I've been looking all over for you.
Who's that?
I am her lover.
What?
We had a little fight, but I'm sure you know whose fault it was. It's like being in love with some tiny little brick wall.
How the hell you understand her?
I usually don't even know what she's talking about. But we use body language.
But I'm calling the cops.
No, this is outrageous.
No.
This is Rachel profiling. I can't be a lesbian because she's so unattractive and talks like some tiny little robot. Well, let me tell you something. She's my tiny little weird robot. And I love her.
What are you doing? Wait, what are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm trying to show him that I love him.
What are you doing?
Distracting him so he won't call the cops.
Yeah, I need to report two suspicious women on my property.
It's not working!
Sexy!
Okay. Sexy. Oh, yeah. Pull my hair. I like that. Yeah. I love it when you pull my hair like yeah.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
That's Sofia Vergara from the movie everybody's talking about, The Avengers Age of Ultron.
That's
she
right.
She does a fantastic job in that film.
She plays Quicksilver, Mike.
Oh, that's right. Quicksilver. Oh, I love it. That's the guy with the cowboy hat. Welcome. Coming to you live from the Cappy Piper Studios in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, on air, online, and worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. If you are here, ladies and gentlemen, as Jerry Lewis used to say,
ladies and gentlemen.
Towards the end, yes.
Then you will. It's not the end yet, is
well,
it?
Mike, I do believe we are officially towards the end. And that's coming from a very big fan.
Well, if you're here, you get it, and we're happy to have you here. Our show today brought to you by Stamps.com. Stop the music. They hate it.
No, it's good.
No, they don't hate it, Mike. We hate it.
You know, there's never enough time. We all fight that battle every single day. And trips to the post office eat up tons of it, and that can really slow you down. Luckily now, you don't have to go to the post office. That's right. Thanks, Stamps.com, for doing this. I love this company because they have saved me and everybody on our show lots of time. With Stamps.com, you use your computer and printer to buy and print official U.S. postage right from your desk. They'll even send you a digital scale that will automatically calculate the exact postage for any letter or package at any class. No more tedious trips to the post office. No more wasted time.
Mike, you know, to the post office, it's like a time vampire. It steals your time. It sucks your time away.
Yeah, but you meet the nicest people, but, you know, I don't like people. We've used Stamps.com for years. You should, too. It keeps our D.C. to Florida pipeline wide open while we save time and money. Stamps.com is the best. Act now for a free, no-risk trial and $110 bonus offer, including a free digital scale that eliminates all the guesswork and up to $55 in free postage. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone, and use the code TMOS. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. Stamps.com and TMOS, the time is now.
Right now.
Now. All right, so we didn't do that in the opening segment. We were going to talk about the Star Wars movie,
Avengers,
the Age of Ultron.
Age of Ultron.
That's what I was saying. The Age of Ultron. Both Oscar and Rob rarely go to the cinema in the same weekend, but you did.
The last movie Oscar and I saw together, Mike, was Jersey Boys.
Yeah.
Jersey Boys.
That's
right. It was.
We were forced to because we were in the same hotel room.
That's right.
That's the last movie you watched together. And so Age of Ultra, CGI Fest, right? Is that what it is? It's
Mike,
a superhero
now,
comic book crap? Is that?
I am now officially too old to go to a movie that's popular. I just couldn't do it.
You're going to make a blanket statement about that? All right, well, you go first with your review.
You know what? The kids liked it. I took Robert and his buddy Sean, and they had a blast. But it could have had to do with the motion picture environment. But by the time they got to one of their fantastic action scenes, it moved so fast that I couldn't tell what was going on. It was
now,
just
who plays
boom, boom, boom,
who
boom,
plays
boom.
The Joker in this one?
This is Jack Nicholson, Mike. No, it's Cesar Romero.
I got you, didn't I? I got you with that one, didn't I? I don't know. So this is somebody give me a little background on the Avengers. This is a comic book, The Avengers, right?
It is, they're all Marvel comic characters, and there's this guy, right? And his name is Ultron, and this is his age.
All right,
he's the wrong guy to talk to, Mike. He's the wrong guy.
You say that every day.
Yeah, that's true.
I went to see a comic book movie with Chris Pratt. Is this the same one?
No, that's Thor. Oh, my God.
Liam Hemsworth is Thor.
Oh, my. Yeah, I get it. But Thor is also in The Avengers.
And he's got, what's his hammer is crazy.
What's the one with Chris Pratt? What was that? What's the one with Groot?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. There's where I really get confused.
But that one was supposed to be sort of the anti-comic
book. Yeah, a lot of fun.
Comic book
a lot
movie
of fun.
Because of it.
You're right.
It was programming to people like us.
Avengers is the one with Halle Berry and...
X-Men. That's
and
X-Men.
Rebecca
that's
Romaine Stamos.
X-Men. You're right when you said Chris Pratt, and you were right when you said I remember because I begged you to go see Guardians of the Galaxy because it was the anti-comic book movie. It was a lot of fun. It was, you know, tongue-in-cheek.
And I love the little weed at the end that talks. That was fun.
Spoiler
that
alert. Was good.
Groot.
Me love Groot. And Americans lap it up because he can't speak proper English, and he's like speaking like a caveman. And we're, you know, because Americans, if there's one thing Americans crave in a movie, it's having someone dumber than them.
Well, yes. I would say having it's international because it was an international hit. You can't really just say it's Americans. Everybody liked it.
It finds its way to America where Adam Sandler is a wonderful success.
All right.
That's just
really?
Easy,
am I right?
Easy to digest. I will say this, that if you don't know enough about the Avengers, and I'm lucky enough that I get an inside track as a Chad.
Try saying The Avengers.
The Avengers.
Better.
Not The Avengers?
The Avengers is what you were saying before.
The Avengers?
That's not good.
Oh. That's right out of the gate. You're picking on him already. That's incredible.
It's okay.
Well, no, I'm trying to help him.
I never heard The Avengers, though, on the trailers.
When it starts with a vowel, you're supposed to use the. Is that right, Mike?
The Avengers.
Yeah.
Well, yesterday
that
we were wrong.
Weird.
Oscar was right about
that
script
sounds really
yesterday.
Weird.
You know, and my father, he's on our side on that, Mike. He said, my father's quote this morning is, of course it's script. I don't believe the lookup.
Regardless, the movie itself is a little complicated if you don't have a backstory. I enjoyed it not as much as the original Avengers. I enjoyed it almost as much, but if I would have paid the $10 to go or $14, whatever it was, I wouldn't have felt guilty about it. I got to go see. I got one of those premiere passes. And
la la la.
When we went, I said, "Well, look, if it sucks, then I'm not out $14."
Did you get any popcorn on your cummerbund?
I did. If it's awesome, then I win. I thought it was pretty good. It was fun.
It was long, Mike. It was 2 hours and 21 minutes. Not including previews.
I didn't.
And who plays the guy that runs the whole school?
Robert Downey Jr. is the
John Houseman.
No, I thought it was that guy that's in The Hobbit.
Really?
No.
The Hobbit?
You're thinking Magneto.
I'm trying to really
Samuel L. Jackson is a
characters.
Boss in it, right?
Well, he's part of S.H.I.E.L.D. Captain America, I guess, runs the Avengers. See, it's confusing.
Oh, no, it's that old English guy that played Dwarf.
No, Dwarf is Tom Conway.
I can't
Conway.
Have this conversation.
I'm Mike, trying to just...
You won't like it. You won't like it.
No.
There's too much going on. There is a lot of CGI.
A lot of CGI and a lot of fast action and a lot of plot and not a lot of story.
Good CGI in my eyes. There's bad CGI. That's the Transformers. This was good CGI.
I thought plot and story were one and the same, Rob.
Well, no, because I would say this. I would say story is something that you can wrap your head around and follow the story. The plot is what happens in this movie, and I was really not into it the whole time. But my biggest problem was I went to a new theater in the dullest town center mall, the Regal Cinema.
Okay.
That is the talk of the town.
That's an old mall. Is that it's a brand new theater?
But it's a brand new theater, a couple months old, and it's the talk of the town in Robert's circles of friends.
Now, said, why is it so popular?
They kept talking about the seats.
Sorry.
What was that?
You have this like effeminate motion when you talk that I just caught up on. It was killing me. It was killing me. I'm sorry.
Hey. Oh my God.
I picked it up from the effeminate way from which he dresses. This whole thing is like Victoria's Secret in here.
Boys, do I have to fly up there a week early?
No. I just, I noticed that.
As a matter of fact, you might want to cancel the whole thing.
I could not say anything.
I look, the way these cameras work, it's just like it would work if I was in the studio looking away. I am looking right at Rob, and out of the corner of my eye, I see Oscar flapping his hand up and down, and I didn't know what it was either. We had to stop him, and then he said it's the effeminate.
You know, it's really not. It's more like the Baron.
It's the talk of the town, Mike.
It's the talk of the town in Robert's school. I had to drive by.
We are going to review the Avengers. We are going to review the Avengers right now.
I had to drive by two really nice movie theaters to get to this theater, to go there to see this movie tonight.
Okay, I know the one. One is that Alamo place.
Alamo,
right?
And also the Cobb Theater, which is
I hear the Cobb.
Yeah, by Wegmans. Boo. I don't like that place. So anyway,
what's the name of the theater that you're slamming?
The Regal. Now, there was an old
Regal. We have Regals
all
the
way
down here.
There was a Regal in Countryside, but this is the new Regal.
The new ones have special theaters.
And special seats. And that's what Robert kept talking about, the special seats. And I said, okay, let's go. So I went online to buy tickets. And because this is Age of Ultron, the seats that were available were in row 2 on the aisle.
Oh, you effed yourself. I was closer up to the screen, and I was probably row 7.
Yeah.
And there was so much going on the screen.
It's a headache.
That I got nauseous.
Yeah, and also because of the slight curvature of the screen, which I don't know if it's a construction flaw or something that they're doing now.
Right.
When they would do close-ups of people, they looked like bad wax figures of the people. Hawkeye looked like Patton Oswalt.
I think the seating, if you were in the second row, that would ruin your entire experience.
Well, Robert said second row was okay because of the seats. I said, what is so great about these seats? He says, they recline. Ooh. And I said, all right.
But you're still right in front of the screen.
Let's give it a try. True enough.
Yeah, but he's on to something there. I want to hear about this.
So
when I leave the studio, that's how I spend most of my day.
When we go to the theater, we go to our assigned seats, and the rows have so much space between them. You know how if you were to do a cross in front of someone in a seat in a normal movie theater, you have to like walk sideways and decide whether or not you're going to show them your ass or your other, and you just say, excuse me. This is like an aisle.
Wow,
right in front.
That's interesting.
So you sit down in our seats. And
by the way, the etiquette, since you brought it up, and I hate to interrupt you, but I have to say this. The etiquette, by the way, is privacy forward. You don't put your ass in some, especially in a restaurant, you're in a crowded restaurant.
Right.
You don't move your ass across, like, you don't want your butt to hang over there. You pass them facing them.
Yes.
That's how you're
show
supposed
them,
to do it.
Show them your junk, Mike. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, show them your penis.
So we get to our seats, and I say, Robert, these are really close to the screen. He says, doesn't matter. Your neck's not going to hurt because the seats recline.
The guy's a salesman.
And I said, okay. So I sit in this huge, almost like leather Barca lounger, and to the side, there is a swing-out table that comes in front of you like a school. You remember the one-piece school desks you would sit in?
Yeah, I had those.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So this swings around, and it's got a drink holder and the armrest and a drink holder and the table. And right away, Robert's friend Sean spills half his popcorn, which was fantastic.
Is Robert still finding these friends that are just not quite with it?
No,
is that what it is?
No, how dare you?
Well, no. I mean, I'm thinking about the days of Jabril. And, you know, it is spilling half the popcorn. It's just a
What was so great is after the
motor coordination is required.
After the movie, I said, Sean, too bad about your popcorn. He said, nah, it's okay. Made it easy to find my seat when I went to the bathroom. Because it was just sitting in a pile
of
popcorn.
So you and two young boys?
Me and two 12-year-olds, right? And so I sat in the chair, swing the table around, and automatically Robert is fully horizontal. He has reclined all the way, and
that's
we're
part of
the screen.
That's the way you want. And you didn't want to go full horizontal.
Well,
with
I had to figure out the button. Yeah. There's a button like on the
outside.
Is it
electronic or is it hydraulic?
It is an electric recliner.
Whoa, high end.
Hydraulics.
Although when I bought my ticket, they said we have electrics and hydraulics. Hydraulics might be better for you.
That's painful.
Not really.
So it's, you know, all I would care about. The only time I don't like a seat is when I go to a ball game, like the old sections of Fenway Park, where it, you know, they were made for smaller people. That's a drag for me. I don't like that. And you know, and then you see people who are much larger than I am mm-hmm. in these seats, and you don't. There was a person at Fenway Park when I went to a game with my brother-in-law. I do not know how physically he had actually gotten himself in the seat. It was that ridiculous. He had fat spilling off both sides and dripping down into the you know, seat on either side.
I love when ridiculous. when you see someone in an environment like that and you notice that they have to go in with either their left or right hip first because
yeah.
they're going
yeah,
to be seated at an angle. And yeah, they want to be seated
suction it in there.
Towards home plate.
So right, absolutely.
I finally figure out the button and I hit it and right away my legs go up. And mm-hmm. I say, oh, this
cool.
is not bad.
Yeah.
This is not bad. And I keep the button going, and then I go back, and all of a sudden, I'm horizontal.
Ah.
And I'm looking up at the screen, and because of that, you don't have the neck crane issue that you normally would have in a second row
fair,
seat.
Fair.
But you do have the fact that you're so close that they all look like they're melting. And the other problem was, Mike, is that afternoon, I had just shaved my head with my Harry's, and so it was right. shiny and clean.
Oh, yeah. It's like you had a cell phone on the entire time.
Well, no, the problem, yes, I was reflecting. No, the problem was is that they're leather recliners, and my head kept sticking to the seat.
Ew. Oh, God. Nasty. Oh,
but
that's,
yeah, I would say
go.
This,
thank
Mike.
You.
Oh, sticky. And mm-hmm. the other, while I'm reviewing the theater, one last thing. Please, for God's sake, some organization at your snack bar. It was a madhouse. They had probably, here's the problem. They had like maybe 8 registers uh-huh. and 6 attendants. So everyone is working in no particular system.
Got it.
And people are coming in diagonally. And it was really
seen this
bad.
Happen before.
And Robert ordered, I think, hot pretzel bites. And the lady said, pretzel bites? You're going to have to pick that up.
Was she chewing gum?
Yes. Over at the hot.
Right there. Mm. Any type of service industry, if you lose the gum.
Yes.
It ought to be forbidden from anybody that works in any food and beverage environment.
ASAP.
Does from theater to fine dining, gum goes. I never got it through to
she
my
said, you're gonna have to go
woman.
You're gonna have to go wait at the hot food pickup window.
Oh,
they have a hot
God.
Food pickup window.
And I said, if you are so, and my thought at this point is, if you have to send people to another location, you shouldn't be selling hot food.
Yeah.
Stick
you know
to
what,
juju
though?
Fruit and
popcorn. And they just heat it up.
That's
not
all
hot food.
Yeah,
no.
But also hot food in movie theaters, I'm not all about it. I think that really the only hot food you should have is that nacho sauce. Nachos,
not
acceptable.
Even that. No, popcorn.
Nachos.
Popcorn and candy.
No, nachos. You go to the
great.
Back. You nachos are so much better than popcorn yeah. if you get them in the movie theater. They're fantastic. And they have the little hot jalapenos they put on them. It's fantastic. And
you'd
it
love it here because you got a table. You got a table for your nachos.
What do you mean, look at this?
I'm just saying, we're in your wheelhouse now. Tell
yeah.
us more.
Oh, yeah. It's my wheelhouse. That's right. Yeah. Lardy McFatass is going to talk about nachos.
Mike, I would think nachos might be an Oscars wheelhouse. What
like
is
nachos.
The origin?
I like nachos. I enjoy them.
So, you know, we go through this whole disaster, and also the thing is Robert asked if he and his friend could order themselves, and, you know, the classic move of a 12-year-old freezing up
yeah.
when they have to order something. So that didn't go well.
No. Now, is this the friend again?
No,
have
this
to
was
really
Robert. This was Robert. And all you know
right.
what? He wanted to look cool in front of his... And you know what? The friend was good, and I'll tell you why, and you'll appreciate this. You've had
okay.
a 12-year-old before. He came out to the car. He made eye contact with me. He said, nice to meet you, Mr. Spiewak. And he was talkative and engaging. He's a polite,
and you,
smart
you
kid.
Hadn't met him before?
Never met him. Never
oh,
met
good.
Him.
Oh, good. No shyness. That
those
is a
those are the scariest kids, though.
No, they're the best. They're the absolute best.
Kids that are dealing weed behind your back.
Yeah, those are the kids that are slick.
After the 25...
So basically, he gets him back at you in the back seat, probably sitting with Robbie. He's like, very nice to meet you, Mr. Spiewak. Really looking forward to the film today. I get in the back, and he looks over at Robert, and he goes...
I don't understand what this even means, but when he said, you know, Robert, your father's a tool. I said, I don't know.
I am pretty handy.
But, after the 25-minute ordeal in the snack bar, I was approached by a nice fella, and I'll say hi to him. Listener Chris Pendleton spotted
oh, that's
me,
cool.
came up. He said, what are you here for? I said, going to see the Age of Ultron. He said, me too. I'm excited. I said, not me. It's in color.
Oh, man.
We'll come back, get a quick review from Oscar. He went to see the same movie, and we haven't heard anything about the movie at all, but Rob didn't like the theater.
Or the snack
sure.
bar.
Or the snack bar. We'll take a break, come back with more. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Tonight.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls and ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
Hi, I'm Gary Stein.
On our show this week, it's broadcasting icon Donnie Simpson. One of the clubs you belong to, you loved the fried chicken that the cook would fix for you. And then you had a situation where you brought some friends in.
Yeah, a couple brothers. Very exclusive club. It was Robert Trent Jones.
Mm-hmm. Went inside to have lunch, and the waiter comes out, so he says, are you guys going to have the fried chicken?
So they're cool, you know, because it's, you know, it's exclusive, and they're trying to be cool, and so they don't say anything, you know. So we take the orders or whatever, and then we all went to the bathroom. I don't know why we did that. So as soon as we got out in the bathroom, so Donnie, man, what was up with the fried chicken?
The Tony Perkins Show.
That's fantastic.
Mike, the hour and a half.
Listen to that one.
The hour and a half that they spend with Donnie Simpson is one of the most delightful hours on the radio.
So much fun.
So
magical.
Much fun.
I would say magical.
I would say that, yeah.
Man, you know, I tell you, it was a great move for us to get Tony Perkins on the network, and it's great to have that show on the network. And really, I have wanted to get Donnie on my show for a very long time. Donnie has not done interviews. Donnie did it because he's such a good friend of Tony's. Mm-hmm. And proud to have the Tony Perkins Show on the More Network. I'm going to be listening to that this afternoon.
You'll love it.
That's incredible. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Blinds.com. I will tell you this. We are starting to enter a period in Florida where hot is, to use the word hot, really not even appropriate. It's ridiculous.
Right.
Steamy down here and humid. I, in my own bedroom, got Blinds.com shades. They call them the honeycomb shades. They're very lightweight, and they're good for a really large area. And I use them to cover up a whole sliding glass door panel in my bedroom. And I will tell you something. With this heat, it is astonishing to me how good those Blinds.com shades are at cooling the room that we have down here. Now, you know, I installed my own shutters in the kitchen before, and then I used a professional installer to put my shades up in the bedroom. Mm. And the customer service that I got with this company, the fact that this is a .com company,
yeah,
where I called a number and dealt with some of the most friendly people I've ever dealt with before. They do it. They get it to you correctly. The size is right. I made a mistake on the measuring for my shutters, and they made that right as well. They're fantastic at Blinds.com. I want you to hurry over right now to Blinds.com, where you'll find great discounts all the time with your favorite brands and upgrades, and they're on sale. You got to see the value that's waiting for you. As always, get free color samples, free shipping, and free expert decorator advice, plus prices that crush store prices best of all, customer service that will make you smile. I mean that. I had it myself. Blinds.com is seen in my kitchen and now in my very cool bedroom.
Nice.
Where Mrs. O'Mara may be catching a little nappy poo.
And she's
right
earned
now.
It.
Yeah, nap time.
You know, this is the second time you said that. Is this because, does Michael still nap at about this time every day?
But we, you know, we're getting it. It's springtime, summertime, and Mrs.
Fun
O'Mara
time,
and I,
nap time.
It's fun time. We linger. We stayed up last night, and we just look at Zillow, and we look at Zillow all the time. Not for houses we're ever going to have, but houses where, you know, we've lived before,
sure,
and it's just fun. And I'll get to that in a second, but I wanted to get the legitimate review from superhero comic book action movie fan Oscar Santana, because Oscar, you love these movies, and if you don't like it, then people aren't going to
nobody
like it.
$1 billion worldwide, gentlemen.
Okay, really didn't ask about the gross. Oh, wanted to know your review.
That's the whole
of the
Lawrence
movie.
Welk argument where, you know, my grandmother used to say, he makes a lot of money.
No, yeah. I'll say that there is a built-in audience for it. You don't get to $1 billion that easy, and then especially within 3 weeks,
yep,
you just don't do that. I like I said, I enjoyed it not as much as the original Avengers because there was just a little too much going on. But the premise is set where Tony Stark tries to basically automate the safety of the world by building.
What's his name? Jargon?
Jarvis.
Jarvis, yeah. His assistant, his electronic assistant.
Jargon.
Jargon.
Might as well be.
Let's play some Jenga later. So he tries to build an artificial intelligence, and it goes wrong.
This is where this is where Tony Stark messes up.
It goes wrong, and now the Avengers have to stop Ultron. And there are some twists, there's some turns. I actually, even though I was closer to the screen, I didn't think the CGI. I thought the CGI was pretty damn good for what they were offering.
It, you know what? They used it sparingly. Yeah. It's obvious when they're using it, but they did a good job. The special effects are good, but Mike, it is so pat. It's action scene, plot, one-liner, action scene, plot,
I don't know
one-liner.
What else you expect from these movies.
I want a better story. I just want a better story.
You're not going to get it. I mean, the reason you like old movies, and I like old movies, and Oscar likes some old movies, too. The fact is it's
the Goonies.
You know, for the...
But, Mike, the original Goonies, whatever that means.
I don't know. It's a generational thing, I guess. I mean, technically...
Oh, it might be an international thing.
I don't know. Oscar's really not old enough to be my kid. Not quite, but I mean, not young enough to be my kid. But the fact is that you... God, the crap you like.
Oh, he loves Mike. When he saw it was called El Goonies. And he saw it in the home country.
But you saw it when you were a child. So, yeah. I mean, that's, I remember that. And, you know, it's John Matuszak, the late John Matuszak, Rocky Road. The late Ann Ramsey is in that movie. And and you liked it.
And
I'll
one
tell
of the
you why you liked
is
it.
Dead, right? One of the.
Corey Haim.
Yeah, the
is,
late Corey
no
Haim.
Longer with us. The reason you liked it is, it, I think, is the reason adults didn't like it. Where I watched Goonies, but the Goonies was this freeform, let the kids go wild on camera movie, and you liked it because that was the reason, because the kids were so out of control. If you go watch the Goonies, which is, you know.
I would say 2 months ago.
All right, so it's a classic old movie. Yeah. You'll notice the kids are talking over each other. They're screaming. They're yelling.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really different than movies before that had kids. The Goonies was a transformative movie, I think.
Although, have you ever seen, of course not, this. You relax for a second. Okay. Like, there is a Little Rascals short called Mama's Little Pirate, which is essentially the Goonies in 18 minutes. No, it's true.
A Little Rascals short?
Yeah, and you should watch it.
When did they play shorts? What decade?
Well, the 30s, 40s, and 50s.
How are we supposed to know about that?
Because they were on something called television. Do you have one of those?
God.
Yeah, okay. But watch Mama's Little Pirate. And you'll be surprised at all that. I think even Spielberg said that was the
Mama's
inspiration.
Mama's Little Pirate was a Vivid release, wasn't it?
Oh, that was Mama's Big Pirate.
It was Mama's Little Pirate. It was dwarf porn.
Oh, the best kind. Oh, yeah.
Is what
and that was also a transformative movie, Mike.
I'm sorry, little person. Yeah. Little person porn. Sorry.
No, I think dwarves is still acceptable.
I don't think so.
It's the M word they don't like.
No, I think dwarves
it's little
is
person.
Now.
We've been down this road many a times. You don't want to let it go.
All right.
Dwarves is not acceptable. They don't want to be called dwarves anymore.
They.
Dwarves don't want to be called dwarves.
Them. I know. All right. Mike, why do we even see height? It's silly, isn't it? But while it's
is the best serious movie you've ever seen, Oscar? What, in your opinion?
Shawshank Redemption.
Okay, that's a great movie. Yeah. That's a movie.
I'm not sure he's ever seen it.
I've seen it.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah, every bit. I've seen it probably at least 30 times.
All right, I'll ask you a trivia question about Shawshank Redemption. There is a young punk that comes into the prison that has Elvis sideburns, and Andy Dufresne tries to get his high school equivalency test.
Yes.
He gets and tries to get him to pass it. What happens to that guy?
Well, he had to escape from Alcatraz, so because he couldn't get out of that prison, it just didn't work out for him, right? Nothing.
He partial credit.
I watched it. I'm just busting balls. Okay. Of course. Yeah, Andy. Actually, if I'm not mistaken, that was the guy who tried to free Andy Dufresne because he had an alibi for the murder. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you remember what happens?
He doesn't. He doesn't pass. The warden stop him? Something happens. The warden stops him from doing something. I remember he didn't let him have it.
It's a big deal. The warden. He's shot. The warden has him shot. Remember, he has his gun.
Yeah.
Would you swear to that in a court of law?
Yeah.
You've got to remember, I know every line in the show. I mean, it's just...
You watch it every time it's shot. On TNT, don't you?
No, when I had who did I have down here?
Because Andy had given up on ever leaving, and then this guy comes in, befriends him, and says, hey, you're not the guy that did this, so he had an alibi. And the warden has him shot as he's walking out. Right?
He gets him a secret part of the prison, and then his henchman shoots him with a high-powered rifle, and it's a horrible scene. I don't think Andy Dufresne had given up based on the amount of time it took him to dig that hole in the wall.
Yeah, I think
the whole time
the
Andy
whole
Dufresne
movie...
was in there, he's probably when he got the gig.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Maybe when he started tunneling is after he gets the gig with the warden.
But don't
you
think that the whole theme of the movie is to never give up hope? I mean, if you really get it down, I don't think he ever does. I think he gets discouraged, but he never gives up hope. Because he's, you know, he's still always got his eye on the
pie.
And
he always had the posters would change as the decades would go by.
I haven't seen it in a long time. I need to watch it again.
I have read in certain circles that movie gets crap. That they said it's kind of an oversimplified version of things. And
crap in that pipe.
What I read is that it was really overlooked in theaters, and the fact that TNT showed it 3 times a week for 20 years is the reason that it's gained its popularity, is that people saw it on television. And before we move on, Mike, I would be remiss as a co-host if I didn't ask you to tell the story of meeting Scott the Little Person, his spouse, at the Christmas party for WJFK. Okay. It's one of my favorite stories. Yeah. It's great. Right. It's a Christmas story that's a wonderful story.
We called him, and I'm sorry for the political incorrectness.
He asked us to call him
things
that.
Have changed. Yeah. So
he asked us to call him Scott the Dwarf, and that was his name on the show. And Scott was a good friend and still is a good friend. I haven't seen him in years. And really, really nice guy. Very, very funny. I mean, a guy to go out with and party with, one of the funniest, and really great sense of humor, and a great musician, too.
Yes.
A guy that had a band, the Little Kings, that toured for a long, long time and did a great job
with
that.
He's in the movie Zoolander.
No.
He's in Zoolander, and he's really just a good guy. I like Scott quite a bit. And Scott married another little person, and we
Annette was her name.
Her name was Annette, mm-hmm. and we had one Christmas party, and I was probably pre-gaming.
Mike got to the party, early.
Nice,
yeah.
I made this mistake. It had nothing to do. I wasn't trying to be funny. I wasn't trying to be inappropriate. And so when Scott, I went over to a large group that Scott was talking with, and he was there with his wife, and very loudly, in probably like 5 or 6 people in this little semicircle, and I walked over, Scott, top of my lungs, you know, Mr. Gregarious, here's Mike, Mike's at the party. Scott, it's time for you to introduce me to the little lady. And collectively, you know, I felt like the entire room stopped and looked at me at that moment.
Oh, God, the best.
That's sweet, though.
And I said, I'm so very, very sorry. She flipped me off and ran to the car crying.
Oh, well, that's okay.
No, didn't go down like that. We'll take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk about a trip down memory lane thanks to some modern technology that I used last night. Feeling very nostalgic with Letterman's last week and all that, and got kind of caught up in it last night. And it was a lot of fun. I'll tell you about that when I come back. Who saw your name and number? Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. FanDuel is changing the way people play fantasy baseball, and they're making it more fun and more exciting than ever. That's because FanDuel.com is the leader in one-day fantasy sports leagues. Immediate cash payouts and entry fees that start at just $1. There is no season-long commitment. There is no upfront fee. Last week, James S., he's a new one,
yep.
from Columbus, Texas, he turned $3 into $10,000 in one day.
Wow.
Yowza!
Nice.
FanDuel's fantastic. If you're somebody that has a team from New England that maybe is sucking ass, sorry, I know they don't like me to use that language for
horrible.
FanDuel, but you'd like to make the baseball season interesting as your team falls into the pit of oblivion, FanDuel is the way to do it because you got something at stake, and you can do it every single night.
Every night.
You can play today, win tonight. They're handing out over $2.5 million every single day this MLB season. And don't forget, FanDuel has great fantasy action also for the NHL and NBA playoff games, too. Let's go, Caps.
Yeah.
Just go to FanDuel.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, use our code TMOS and sign up today. Special offer for new users. For every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200 that gets earned as you play. That's a bonus of up to $200. The offer is only good for the first 50 people that use the code TMOS. Just remember to enter TMOS at FANDUEL.com, where every day is a brand new season. So, last night, binging a little bit on Letterman, trying to catch up on all the different
Are
things
that
he's doing.
Are you caught up through last night?
No, I don't watch all of it. It's real hard for me to hang with Ray Romano on any level as a talk show guest. But Martin Short to me was
dazzling.
Brings it.
Really
he's bringing on Oscar. The cool thing about this is that he's bringing on all the guests that were brought their A game.
That's
to be
great.
Guests on the show. And so
Martin Short
everybody,
still has great. I like him. I like seeing him on shows.
Martin Short
is wonderful.
I don't think there's anything he does you know, outside of the, you know, his previous movies, where he comes on one of these talk shows now and does just a fantastic
job. He's never really made a good movie.
Interspace. On talk shows, how dare you?
Well, and you know, and there's the fans of Three Amigos as well.
Oh my God, yes.
But,
how dare I?
He is totally really forgot. His milieu, Mike, is the talk show. That's
or
where
sketch
he
comedy or doing sketch sketches. Comedy, yeah. And the thing is, he comes on a show and brings the A game in totality, and is just a naturally funny guy, and it's a lot of fun to watch him. He really is. And Martin Short is somebody who I have a lot of respect for, and so does Letterman. So Letterman's bringing on all these people, and then he's bringing in these musical guests that are doing these poignant, beautiful songs that were particularly special to David Letterman. And I think the whole thing is a lot of fun. So I'm enjoying watching Letterman, and I get a little nostalgic. This is a weird way, and I think this is why I did what I did last night. Carla and I get on Zillow, and
you know what? I kind of know what it is because you talk about it, but can you give us a thumbnail of what Zillow is? Because when you talk about you spent the night with Zillow, it sounds like you're hanging with a neighbor.
It is a real estate website, one of the things that Carla and I did down here is when we moved down here, we realized that probably in 5 to 6 years, for schools and neighborhoods that are kid friendly a little bit, and we may have to relocate down here in Florida, and so we're always looking and kind of getting the lay of the land. My feeling on real estate is that if you start really, really early, you can have an idea of places that might present an opportunity.
Sure.
So that's the way
you prepare.
We do it. And at the same time, Zillow is, to me, electronic peeping Tom. You can look at a house. You can look at your neighbor's house.
EPT, Mike.
You can find out exactly what they paid for it. You know, you can exactly when it was on the market, whether it went to foreclosure. All this information is there. So as far as real estate goes, it's pretty good. We should get them as an advertiser, I think.
What happened and what was the line of thought when Manassas looked like an opportunity?
Manassas was simply the location trumped for me.
Yes.
The methodical. I have never been tremendously successful in the choices I've made financially. I haven't. I mean, it's just the fact is that
I bought
the house in Manassas. Well, I mean, your question was sort of leading that way.
Yeah.
And I will tell you that it was something where I got burned, like so many people that got burned.
But you were close to your restaurant. That's why, right?
If you own a failing restaurant, contact us at foodnetwork.com.
That's not the house I was looking at, but since we have sold it,
yes,
we have been you peek at it now.
Oh, okay.
Because on Zillow, you can see what's called the Zestimate, which is based on...
Hi!
You've never looked at this? You've
no,
never looked at...
No.
You don't look at houses at all or anything.
No,
like that,
not really.
Right?
No,
you're dug in.
Yeah,
I
don't want to move. I don't want to move.
You're
going to
die in that house. That
and
right
probably
now
within weeks. So, if you can save the date, that would be great. Because I'd like to apologize. It's really not a great era for this to happen. You're probably going to be a pallbearer, I would guess. Get on the left side of the casket. I'm just guessing. So yeah, my apologies.
You're in my will, actually.
What?
You're in my will. Yeah, I put you down as a speaker. I put you down as because I liked your eulogy at your big daddy's.
You
Googled.
Oh, that's but no cash then.
No cash.
He was excited for a little while.
I know. You're not going to get an advance payment.
Well, you know, Mike, I'm honored. And you know what? Carrie
Thank
knows
you, LegalZoom. I did it with LegalZoom.
Oh, no.
Sorry, Andrew.
Carrie knows that you would be the one to speak at mine. And Oscar, you would be offering the counterpoint.
I'd love to. I'll be in
Oscar and I will bring it. I'll give Oscar. I'll write one sentence like shtick for Oscar, and we'll get up there and do it together.
I'd like that. I think that'd be fun. Bring your instant replay.
I look at Zillow and Redfin, both great websites for real estate. I do that all the time.
It's fun.
I like to see
what.
And anytime I think of possibly moving anywhere in this area, I automatically run right over to Phoenix and say, okay, if for that money I could buy this in Phoenix.
And that's here's the great thing about Zillow. They map everything, and if you zoom in close enough, you get aerial photographs of the neighborhood with the prices on top of there. And you can see what the houses sold for, even if they're not on the market, which is just amazing.
That's cool.
To know
cool.
that. So you know the people that are trying to get rich quick. You know the people that are probably trying to get out of a very difficult situation. You never know what the individual circumstances really are. But from the numbers standpoint, you can take a look at that and
find
out what's going
on. To be fair, you know,
on.
Oscar, I have done the thing where you see what your current property is worth and then see what it would get you in other areas.
Oh, look at you.
And it's staggering the way the prices are in the D.C. area. It really is. It's mind-boggling.
We look around. Yesterday, we drove around, and this is not anything that is imminent. We're not trying to do that. But the fact is, we know that we need to learn about this South Florida area if we are going to do that. So we occasionally just drive around. And we, on a lark, went into one of these neighborhoods where they poop out like 7,000 homes, and then they sell them to you. And there's a formula.
Kind of like Michael at the restaurant.
Here's the formula. Yeah, exactly. Same feeling, too, that I've had, leaving the development. So we go into this development, and here's how it works. They show you a price list.
Okay.
With all the base prices for these homes. Then they have models next to a sales center. And everybody that's ever looked for new homes knows what I'm talking about. Then there are these beautifully tricked out models that are next to a sales center
with every option built in,
every bell and whistle humanly possible put in there. And then they say, well, what were those options if you got everything? I always ask that, and they hate to tell you.
Of course
they hate to tell you, because in many cases it can approach at least half of the base purchase price of the house. It's ridiculous. Yes,
I always felt that experience because I've done it myself multiple times when I was younger with my dad. And as I got older and I got a little wiser to the world,
sure,
I said these model homes are like if you walked into a strip club and you wanted to go into the champagne room, right?
Exactly. Yep. Same principle. No difference whatsoever. It is a designed process to separate you from your money and do it in a sneaky way. Yeah. Period.
Similar
way. If it wasn't designed to do it in a sneaky way, they would say, this house costs this much.
But if
they did that, they would scare people away.
It says starting at $300,000, and then you get in, they go, this house is $750,000.
$750,000.
Same thing in car commercials when they show all the options on the new Lexus, and they say, and this Lexus starts at $19,200. But that has automatic transmission and no club.
It's the world we live in here. It's the way they do it.
At least these car commercials, and when they have print ads, at the bottom, small print, but they will show you how much it costs to walk away with the car you see in that commercial.
Yeah, but if you have a car, why are you walking?
You know what I mean.
Now,
I
so you go in and you see these prices and you say, well, that's the price for that house. Well, then they don't tell you what the options are. They list the options that are available. And then what they also don't tell you, and this is, and I know this from experience of 10 years ago, they will take you into the back and say, okay, now this is one of our nicer lots. And they will charge you a premium price for the land. So it's not just the house.
Maybe
it's
a corner lot, maybe something with access to
a cul-de-sac.
It's the 12 square feet of land that they're going to put this postage stamp on, and they will do that. So by the time we went through, I had no skin in the game, so it was just kind of looking at, we actually looked for ideas on remodeling and what we can do with molding and things like that in this house. But it really got me down. And another thing they do is within this tiny little community, they will take the nice houses and they will put, it's only 12 football fields of houses, but they'll put the nice ones over here and the small ones over here. You know what I mean? And so it's the whole, and Carla says
that
to
way
me,
that Mike, they can corral you that way.
We are
it's
driving,
like forced perspective. What are those little things? Well, they're miles away. You don't know
as
those.
As we are driving away, Carla says something along the lines of, you're beginning to really spiral. And I start going into this whole like socialist rant.
Oh, pounding your fist
about haves and have nots.
As
and
you
what's
drive
wrong.
Away in your
and
SUV.
I do. I go into this whole big rant about it. And yes, I am a complicated hypocrite, Oscar.
I love you for that.
But the fact is, I really got ramped up about it, and it continued into the evening where I'm looking at these different houses, and suddenly
I can see this slow burn happening like a factory burning down.
I'm just going.
It was just a spark. One cigarette was dropped.
BS. Oscar. That's when I run.
That's right. Run the other way.
It's such BS, and it's such this. You know, we came off the recession where we had this massive bubble of real estate, and I got news for you. People are doing the same crap again. Yeah. They're going right back to it. Yeah, maybe the banks are a little tighter on people with loans and stuff, but I see that happening again because I think people are overextending themselves. That's just my opinion. I could be wrong about
that. I don't
that.
See a lot of it in my neighborhood because my neighborhood is about 10 or 12 years old. But,
right.
Mike, if I go across 15 to Raspberry Falls and yes. I visit some of the people in Raspberry Falls.
The other side of the tracks.
Let me offer this to the people of Raspberry Falls. You really have to be in a unique situation before you need a house that has two staircases. You really don't need it. Everyone can share the same steps to go to the bedroom, and you see a lot of it. Also, do you need the foyer that really can handle the 12-foot round table? Do you need that? Isn't that space better used somewhere else?
It's not about need.
No, it is, and it's keeping up with the guy next door.
Absolutely.
It's a different perspective. I mean, I don't know. In my eyes, if you want to live outside of the city and that's what you want for and that's what you work for, then that's awesome.
And like, I agree with that.
And you're talking to a guy.
Even with my socialist rant, I agree.
Yeah, you're talking to a guy who lives in a little condo, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I could hypothetically move.
5 foot ceilings, Mike.
I could move. I could probably buy a bigger home. I just don't want that pressure on my shoulders of, oh my God, what if something happens?
And you
it's
don't
curtains.
And you know what? You don't need it.
Not
yet.
Right now.
You're not a married guy.
Even
you don't
if we have a
kid,
that closet. Let me tell you.
Oh,
well,
boy.
You know what?
But eventually the kid has to come out of the closet.
Yeah, he will.
I'm somebody who downsized when I came down here, and I've always felt like almost apologetic when I bring people down here. I say, "Yeah, welcome to my 1700 square foot home down here." And so I'm looking on Zillow last night, and I decide to put in my address in there. And so
your current address or your Manassas address?
My childhood address.
Oh, where you grew up in Connecticut.
Just on a whim, I said, I'll just do that. I have no idea. Maybe because of the whole Letterman nostalgia thing, I decided to do that. So I put it in there. Now, first of all, the aerial photographs they have of this house, you can't see because I grew up in the woods.
Okay.
And so the trees are so thick, you can't see that. So I Zillow this, and I was stunned because I realized that I grew up in a very small house, and my house was not much bigger than the one I have down here, and and they crammed four bedrooms into it.
Yep,
and,
four tiny bedrooms.
Four tiny little bedrooms, and I realized that was fine, and then I got to
thinking about... How many bathrooms? I'm curious.
Let me see. I think that our bathrooms were, we had one downstairs, one upstairs, and then a small one in the basement.
Okay.
That
all
they
right.
had. So we had 2.5 baths, plenty of places to poo.
Good.
When you really, when you had company over at the holidays, you could go downstairs where the spiders were and you could poo down there. So that was that's the way we did that. And the thing about it is, I started going around my town and my neighborhood, and I looked at all these little places.
Quite a spiral.
Further out and further out and further out. And I'm looking, and there are the richy rich houses. Sometimes you would bump into those. But overall, I remember that I thought all my friends had nice houses. I really thought that they all did. And I think a lot of kids grew up like this where everybody kind of had the same deal going, and it felt really, really cool. And only when I got down to Northern Virginia did I get this feeling of keeping up with the Joneses.
With adulthood as well. When you're a kid.
That changes with adulthood.
Yeah,
it does
you're
change
all
with
in
adulthood.
Like, I would say when I was a kid, I grew up in First Silver Spring in an apartment, right?
Okay.
And all my friends, I just thought everybody lived in an apartment. We'd all go to a public pool and have a good time.
That's what people did.
And then we moved to the townhouse like you have now.
Right.
And it's all my friends were in townhouses. And if somebody had a house, that was even better because they had a yard to play in the back.
Sure.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly.
But when you get older, that's when it changes. When your social circle and your friends start buying homes, they start moving, they start getting luxury vehicles. I think that's just natural. That's what happens. And
it's what happens, but it
is what happens. And the problem is,
it made me feel amazingly nostalgic for a time when, everybody that my parents hung out with had houses that were the same size, and everybody lived in those, those little capes in New England that had, 2,000 square feet and four bedrooms jammed into them. And the fact is, it was fine. It was great. I felt like I had a great childhood, and I just think I never got the sense the you know, I want what they want, and you're probably right. It's childhood. It was a feeling of nostalgia, but I don't know what my point is. But
I think we've changed. Our outlook has changed, and there is a greediness, whether or not people want to grab their, you know, wrap their head around it. And also, you said it before when I talked about those big houses. It's not what you need; it's what you can get. And it's trying to just make things better. Well, how much better are things if you really have areas in your house that you don't go to? You know?
Yeah.
That's one way of looking at it.
You would love your own jukebox room if you could afford it.
Okay. All right. Give me 400
Oscar
more square.
Always the defender
give
of
me 400 more square feet. Okay.
Fine. What about your own record room?
I've got that.
It's your garage.
I've got it. I don't need
it. Then you can actually park your car in the garage.
I don't need to park my car in the garage. I'm fine. And you know what?
Because the poop water gets on it every night.
Mike. Yeah, so many people would be fine with less. And I don't begrudge people going out and buying what they can afford and what makes them feel good. But you're right. The first house my folks lived in was a Sears pre-cut house from the 1920s. And that was literally Sears would drop off the lumber and people would build a house. And that's what they did. I went back one time before it was knocked down, and I couldn't believe that not only three people lived there, but they used to have people over. They would sit shoulder to shoulder. Yeah. And it's just the way it was.
It's the way it was. My grandparents' house was the same way. And simpler days, a simpler time.
Also,
feeling nostalgic. That's what it was.
Think
about
this, Mike, when you were growing up, and if you grew up here in the city or any real metropolis, let's say top 10 markets in the city, right?
Okay.
When you grow up like really closer to the city, most of the homes that are built have been built.
Yeah.
So there isn't this
real estate boom.
There isn't this real estate boom, but there also aren't these options for these mega mansions.
Right.
Because they're just built already. This is the land you have, and these are the choices
you have. So it is kind of a new phenomenon.
Yeah.
As we
go out. I've said it before. When my grandfather proposed to my grandmother, they said, "We're going to live in McLean." She says, "Who lives in McLean? Cows live in McLean." I mean, it was that far out then. And that wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, and if you build a 60,000 square foot home, I think you ought to be beaten with a stick.
Good
That's
boy.
Just my last point. We will take a break and come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hi. This is a random listener. And I've been doing a lot of thinking lately about Rob Spiewak's bag. Rob loves a lot of things, but what he loves more than anything is having listeners fill up his bag week after week with wonderful messages. Would you be a sweetie and drop Rob a message for his bag? Send it right along to rob@mikeomarashow.com. Don't forget the two B's. Then every Wednesday, who knows, Rob might reach into his bag and pluck out a message from Y-O-U. Please, help Rob with his bag. I've been drinking a lot tonight.
Nice. Oh, my God. Do we have a name on that list?
Chris Razor. He's helped us out before. Good job, Chris.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Vistaprint. I've got mine right here, ladies and gentlemen. I keep it handy just in case somebody breaks in as I'm doing the show. There's my Vistaprint card.
Nice.
I'll hand him a card and say, go on your way.
Yeah, burgle me later.
Well, if somebody broke into my house, I would be very nice to him, like the Panda Bear's uncle in Zen Shorts.
Oh, that
book.
Book
that my son makes me read every day. You bastard. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Small business owners, you'll love Vistaprint. You can get 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. $9.99 for 500 business cards. This is the best deal out there. It's so easy to make great-looking cards. Pick from tons of industry-specific designs, add your info, and you're done. That's it. Or you can upload your own photo or artwork or pictures. We've all made cards at Vistaprint, and they always turn out great. I hand out my TMOS cards constantly. Mm-hmm. I love doing it. It's old school and it's fun. If you want to go all out, upgrade to their signature stock, add a fancy finish, or even raise print like I did, Vistaprint also has everything from marketing materials like custom flyers, banners, custom apparel, and all of it is 100% guaranteed. 500 business cards on sale, $9.99. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code TMOS to get this incredible offer, people.
News!
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 Boo!
Fox's biggest cancellation was American Idol, even though technically there's still going to be one more season. So everybody's talking about that. We all remember when everybody was talking about American Idol.
It was a big deal. It was.
The canceled shows that won't be back on Fox next season include Backstrom, The Following, Glee.
Glee!
Glee is gone. Grace Point, Mulaney, Red Band Society, Utopia, and Weird Loners. Where do these shows come from?
The thing,
there's a
you
reason
know
they're canceled. I'd never heard of them.
I watched every episode of Mulaney because he's one of the funniest stand-ups out there, and it was remarkable at how bad his comedy went to a sitcom. I watched it just because it was that bad.
I read that the Mindy Project was also getting canceled.
It is. It's out of here.
It is.
Yeah.
And, a show called Hieroglyph was dumped without even a single episode airing, and the Mindy Project was also axed, although there's talk of it possibly moving to Hulu.
Hulu.
Oh, I'm there.
Because they're at 63 episodes, then maybe they have to get to 100 for syndication.
100 for syndication, yeah. Although, you know what? If they have a life on Hulu, that's like replacing syndication now.
I would watch it there, though.
Oh, I would, too. I love that show. Mm-hmm.
Good the play. Shows that Fox renewed include Bob's Burgers.
Boo! Anybody? Boo! I hate it. Hate it. Really? Kids Terrible love it. Show. It's the only show that they watch that makes me leave the room.
Yeah. You'll be happy about this. Bones got renewed.
Wow. Watch the sexual tension get even smaller.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Has anybody watched Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
It's an okay show. It's
fun. That's the Andy Samberg show? Yeah.
Empire, Family Guy, Gotham, Hell's Kitchen, The Last Man on Earth, MasterChef Junior, New Girl, The Simpsons, Sleepy Hollow, The Simpsons. It's even funny to mention
I know.
About being renewed. Sleepy Hollow and World's Funniest Fails. There's a show I'd look in on.
I like. Do you ever watch MasterChef Junior?
No, I don't.
I love to watch the kids cry.
Really?
Yeah.
You're such a sweetheart. Said, guy. You really are.
These are the worst looking sunny side up eggs I've ever seen.
And Gordon comes on it?
Is he that, does, but you know what? He'll be mean a little bit, and then he'll be nice to them, which is kind of sweet. But I like watching kids being put through their paces.
Sorry I made you sob. Now get out of my effing kitchen. Miles Teller and his girlfriend were at the beach in Miami over the weekend. Now, I like Miles Teller because he was in that drumming movie that I like so bad that Cappy told me about. Well, Miles Teller sprang into action. He saw a pregnant woman in the water struggling with a young child, and he helped them to shore, and he took a few minutes to make sure they were okay. Several websites are reporting that the woman and her child were caught in a riptide. But according to a post from Teller's girlfriend, the woman may have panicked because she thought she saw a shark.
Really? Did you see the video of the rescue when he got him on the beach and he actually went up to the kid and he said, "Were you swimming ahead of the tide or behind the tide? Ahead of the tide or behind the tide?"
Teller plays Mr. Fantastic in the upcoming Fantastic Four reboot.
Star is Rising.
And he was also in that movie Whiplash that I liked a
whole Mike O'Mara is Mr. Fantastic every day.
Thank you so much, Rob. I appreciate that. It's right
getting,
back at you.
Getting deep in here.
It is.
Pro golfer Sophie Gustafson has a pretty severe stutter, and she's been mentoring a high school boy named Dylan, who also stutters. He's also a huge fan of Tiger Woods. Last month, Dylan's mom emailed her to let her know Dylan attempted suicide by jumping out of his bedroom window after a particularly tough day with bullies. Bastards. God, that pisses me off. I'd love to be there for a kid that gets crap for that. Luckily, his parents stopped him before he jumped. Dylan's mom asked Sophie if she could get Tiger to write Dylan with some words of encouragement. Well, Tiger did it, and he got the word, and he wrote to Dylan. We don't know what he said, but it worked. Sophie tweeted, quote, "Thanks so much, Tiger, for sending my friend Dylan a letter. He's so happy. It's being framed and hanged. Hashtag class."
That is
she
class.
She added that he's been doing better since then. Quote, "Small steps, but he really appreciates all the support that's been shown for him." That's the power of celebrity right there and the power
and
of a
using
sports
it right.
superstar.
Using it right.
Done right.
Very good. Here's something we all care about. Olive Garden, famous for their breadsticks. They may not be the most delicious thing in the world, but that's not the point. The point is everything tastes better when it's unlimited.
That's right.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, I have to hit the timpani. Olive Garden has just announced they're upping their game next month. They're going to start making breadstick sandwiches.
Yeah. Boo.
Starting June 1st, you'll be able to get a chicken parm, of course, a chicken parm, or a meatball sandwich that uses breadsticks as the roll. They'll only be available during lunch. Oh, yes, of course.
Well, then, let's hurry up and finish up the show.
If you're ordering that at dinner, that would be fun. I want a chicken parm on a breadstick sandwich roll. Thank you. And I want it for dinner, and I want it now.
I've had breadstick sandwiches there for years, but what I do is I take two breadsticks and put them around another breadstick.
There you go. you
That's
go.
My breadstick sandwich.
They'll cost $6.99 for the meatball, $7.99 for the chicken parm. The bad news is that the sandwiches aren't unlimited. You only get one. The good news, do you know what the sandwiches are coming with?
What?
Unlimited breadsticks.
Oh, God.
Carbs.
Yeah, baby. Fantastic. Good for you. Rearrange your schedule today. You might want to take advantage of this. I might bring the boy up to the mall for this. You can swing by any Häagen-Dazs shop in the United States Tuesday, May 12th. That's today.
Yes.
From 4 till 8 p.m. to claim a complimentary scoop of ice cream, which comes in either a cup, a sugar cone, or a cake cone.
There's one right down the street here.
Take advantage. Since Free Cone Day at Ben & Jerry's in Carvel just happened, this might be the grand finale of the season's great spring tradition of free cones. Make the most of it. So you heard it here if you get to take advantage of that. And let me know if you took advantage. I just gave him a free ad.
You know what? I think there'll be a lot of upselling because I'm not really on board with one scoop.
What?
I think we all know that's pretty obvious. Yeah. All right. I can't think of anything that could possibly go so wrong here.
Might as well wear a button that says it. Hey, fat guy coming.
Lindsay, though. Sir, yeah, Rob goes into the ice cream. Would you like one scoop or two? And you're like, come again?
What's two
anyway,
plus one?
My kid's in the car. Can I have his scoop?
I got a bus of kids.
Lindsay Lohan is going to spend the next 2 weeks working with children.
No, it's
Isn't
bad for the
beautiful?
Children.
Yeah, she's 115 hours short of her community service, she has until May 28th to finish. So today, she'll begin working at the Duffield Children's Center in Brooklyn. I bet that's a madhouse there today.
Yeah.
She'll do arts and crafts, help kids with their reading, and do administrative work. She's worked there before, and they say they're happy to have her back, so it must have gone well.
Hi, kids.
This is the best
like
way to
my body.
This is the best way to clean a syringe.
There you go. Okay. Hey, who's got the bananas? We're going to show how to put it on a condom. There we go.
Oh, God.
Oh, Lindsay.
Unfortunately, Lindsay will basically have to work a full day every day from now till the 28th in order to get the required hours. Prosecutors say if she fails, they will recommend jail time.
Well, she doesn't have a history of failure, Mike. She'll be fine.
A little something-something. 26-year-old Stephanie Miller of Midlothian, Illinois, was out drinking a few weeks ago with her boyfriend, Matthew Slattery. She got kicked out of a bar when she got too belligerent. Oh, that's a nothing like a belligerent drunk woman, is there? Huh?
Oh, yeah. Ah. Sometimes you marry them.
There you go. So they went across the street to a Mexican place called El Burrito Loco.
The crazy burrito.
Nice.
To have some food and sober up. Well, it's an appropriate name. When they got there, Stephanie asked Matthew to take her to the bathroom, started stripping once they were inside, and told him she wanted to have sex right there, right now.
Oh, dear.
Whoa.
He said no and did what he was there to do. He started peeing, and she was so mad that he turned her down, that she slammed his head into the wall.
Oh.
Yeah, hurt him badly. She was arrested for domestic battery. So I guess in more than one way, he didn't get his taco. There you go. All right, everybody. We'll take a break and come back with the audio vault of Rob Spiewak. You are listening to the Mike O'Mary Show and my impression of Alan Calkin.
Do you talk C++?
Nice.
Do I?
Do I?
Can you telnet into port 25 and fake an email?
Can I?
Do you like to surf the back plane of a router?
Yes, I do.
Have you ever hex-edited your way to a registered version?
Sounds sexy.
We're not going to be talking about any of those things, but what will we be talking about, Oscar?
It's technology and the way it affects your life.
And we're going to be combining a lot of entertainment. It's going to be a good time. This is not your father's tech show.
Oh, yeah. Tech 411 Show, available on the More Broadcasting Network and on iTunes.
That means it's good, so please check it out.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. I want to tell you about our bonus packages. This week on the Mike O'Mara Show Bonus Hour, Rob Spiewak has one of his famous, world-famous telemarketer run-ins. And
been a long time since I've done one.
And the reason we're putting it on the bonus show, did you use any bad words when you were on with this
it's
marketer?
It's saucy, Mike. It's saucy.
It's saucy. That's why you want to subscribe to the Mike O'Mara Show bonus package. Oscar Santana, what is the easiest way for people right now, if they're listening to my voice, to support the show by getting our Mike O'Mara Show bonus content?
MikeO'MaraShow.com. Click on bonus shows. The tab is right there on the front page, and you subscribe. You can either use a credit card or PayPal.
There you go. So check it out. It really helps our show. We would sincerely appreciate you supporting the Mike O'Mara Show bonus packages because that is a very important driving engine of this show. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Tuesday, May 12, 2015. Rob Spiewak.
Mike, do you remember a long time ago there was a show called This Is Your Life, and they would play tapes of people that, you know, were in someone's life, and they had to identify them by their voice, right?
They'd sit there on a little stage, and they...
Ralph Edwards.
You know, Ralph Edwards did an old show.
I'm going to play This Is Your Life with you today. I'm going to play a voice from your past, and I want you to identify this person, okay? Right. Play the tape.
Yo-ho!
Yo-ho.
One more time, please.
Yo-ho!
I have no earthly idea. All right. I don't even have a remote clue. Can you
then let's go to WCSH Channel 6 Portland's Bill Green and Bill Green's Maine. They did a feature on this lady.
Yo-ho! Daylight in the swamps, lumberjacks and lumberjills. It's time to roll over the bunkhouse because we're going to start cutting some wood.
Timbertina!
Yes!
There you go.
She hails from a legendary lumberjack family in the little town of Haworth, Wisconsin, the home of the World Lumberjack Championships. Tina and her siblings.
That's way too much of that.
Yo-ho!
But Mike, she comes from a legendary lumberjack family.
Did we stay through that entire show? I think I left early.
I think you did.
Yeah, I left early.
I think the Skeeters were coming out, and we got out of there a little bit early, and then Pony hung around and stayed late and boned her. Yeah. No, Pony wasn't there. I'm sorry.
No, because he couldn't figure out how to buy a plane ticket.
Exactly. Thank you.
All right, Mike, there is a website called Max TV, and they found a song called Unpublished Critics. It's from 1981 by a band called Australian Crawl. See if this sounds like another song that you might know. Sound a little bit like this.
She's got a smile. Oh, wow.
Happens all the time now.
It really does.
In the age of the internet, they always get caught.
And also, check this out, when they actually edited them together.
They're
pretty
busted.
Pretty close.
Apparently, can't defend that one.
No. Australian Crawl says they're cool with it. So, whatever.
Well,
I don't know why
some
they're
royalties.
Not
gonna,
I
you
imagine,
mean that the Australian Crawl says Guns N' Roses are cool with it?
No, they said that they're cool with the fact that the songs sound so much alike. I imagine they're probably getting a check whether or not they're talking about it.
It might be
part of the deal. But it's the same song. I mean,
So who's going to get screwed here? How's it going
to
work?
What'll happen is that if they find that there is money to be paid, Guns N' Roses will owe it to the band in Australia. Because the Australian song came out in 1981. Sweet Child, I think, was 89.
Mm.
But Axel has always stuck to a very specific story about how they wrote the song, but that is a little too coincidental.
I've heard that story because they had on Behind the Music.
Exactly.
And they talk about how the riff came in, and they said, what's that riff? Mm-hmm. You know, I hope that's the truth, and they didn't just hear this off some bootleg.
Me too, but we shall see what happens. But as it stands right now, Australian Crawl, the band, that's the name of the band, Australian Crawl.
Oh, wait a minute. So I was going in the opposite direction, being Mr. American. So you're saying Australian Crawl had it first?
Yes.
Yeah.
And the way it stands right now.
Oh, so the Australian Crawl song is super old then.
Yeah, 1981.
Oh,
so they may,
pay,
and right now,
attention.
Australian Crawl is saying that they're cool with it and they're not going to press charges, but wouldn't it be funny if they had already gotten a check and they said, that's why we're cool with it.
That's wild.
So we'll just see. The truth, as always, will come out.
Oh, interesting.
400,000 hits on YouTube, Mike. You know what it is? It's a montage of Michael Jackson grunting. Why is productivity in America down? I don't know.
A great ringtone.
I like to get that one sitting in the train station. You know? That is a great idea. You know, do you know how many people listening to this show are going to do that right now?
They will.
They're going to get that as their ringtone.
Yeah. Remember when you sent me the text, Mike, and you said, what does it sound like when a network anchor tries to get their highlights in without puking? Well, right. I've got your answer. This is the Major League Baseball Network's Heidi Watney.
Watney, a POA.
People were concerned that she was crying during her highlight reel, but it turned out she had flu and was trying to get through the highlights without puking. Ooh, she made it,
Mike.
But this is what it sounded like.
The Pirates have now dropped 7 of their last 10 games, including 6 of 7 in May. The Cardinals have won 7 straight over the Pirates dating back to last season. Colton Wong is hitting .591 with 8 RBIs over his last 6 games. out to the Bronx for Yankees and Orioles.
She did not throw up.
Oh, my God.
She made it.
Yeah.
Boy, I mean.
It's even hotter now. She's even hotter in my eyes.
Because she's skinnier?
Are you looking at a picture of Heidi Watney? Yeah. She was the sideline reporter for the Red Sox, man. And when they lost her, it was like a sad day. A very, very sad day.
Here you go, Rob. I want to see it.
Boom, bam.
Yeah, take a look.
Look, school teacher.
Look at Heidi Watney.
Yeah, right.
Well, any pictures of her throwing up?
No.
Keep looking. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Buddy, get us out of here. That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show is come and gone. Be sure and join us again. For more fun and more thrills at MikeOMaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the Mike O'Mara Show, send a package or letter to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, that's tomorrow, everybody.
Yeah, get them in by close of business today, please.
It's Rob with two Bs at MikeOMaraShow.com. And remember, we rely on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it, too. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying see you next time, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Wait, don't go. I need to tell you that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon.
Yo-ho! 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 Yo-ho!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.